Just talk about your day.
Man, it started off rough, man. My emotions was playing with me, man. Like, I can't stop moving right now. My legs is just shaking, man. It's a blessing, man, and it's a dream come true for me to get an opportunity to come play in this historic venue like the Coliseum, man. It's in front of my family, in front of my fans, in front of my community, man. I'm just blessed, man, you know, to get this opportunity. But I give all the credit to my leaders on the team, man, throughout the defense, through the offense. When I was going into the tank, man, they brought me out, man. And I made a play right after they brought me out, man. So that's the biggest thing, for me, as I've been working through this whole season, is for me to consistently play at a high level so that we can be on this, as a team, can be playing at a high level and we can get to our ultimate goal.
This is really moving because I see you shaking like you talked about. When I played, when I was with the Steelers, I came back to Kansas City for the first time. I had the exact same emotions. It's like, it's hard to describe, but not only did you play well, but you make a big play. You take that pick. And really, as you said, it didn't go perfect for you this day, but that's the life of a cornerback, isn't it? You're on an island and you have to have a short memory.
You know, it's the life of a cornerback, man. Sometimes we're going to get beat, man. And, you know, all it takes is for the short-term memory and to come back and just keep playing the next play mentality. And that's, you know, like I say, it's big up to my leaders, man, to the guys in secondary. They reeled me in, man. I was going really completely, 100% honest, into the tank. Like I say, all my emotions was here, and it was all my energy, and I was lost, man, you know. But they helped me bring back everything towards the end of the game. So
kudos to you, because when you accept accountability and take responsibility for what's going on, good things happen. Yeah. That's what happened to you today. It's been fun to watch. Congratulations. Here's to going for 7 in a row next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Art? Marcus Peters.
Talk with Lloyd Johnson before the game. Just what does it mean for you to come out here? I know there's a lot of people here, but you see him before the game. Just what does it mean to come back?
I seen my cousin when I walked through the door when we first got off the bus. I seen one of my high school friends that went to high school with me. And I walk out the tunnel, you know, see my uncle, man. You know, that's what Oakland is all about. You know, when we get the opportunities to put a good deed on this city and on this community in general, we come out and we support. You know, like I can't harp on it enough. We get so much negativity going into my hometown. And for me to be able to be placed in the spotlight and to be able to come play in front of a venue like the Coliseum, and I have my high school football team up there, and just to come back and to see it, man, that's going to be real big, you know. So I'm just a motivational factor for all the youth in my community, but all around the world, man, who come from the grinding, from the struggle and the grit, you know, in life, and all it teaches you is just to how to survive and to keep fighting and keep the mentality of you always want more for yourself and your family.
Last question: do you feel love when you came back?
Oh yeah, man! I can't stop shaking, man. That's how much love I felt, man. You know, it's something that I ain't gonna even be able to talk about for a few minutes.